Got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today, UP coordinator for the Department of Natural Resources, Stacy Oye, back in studio with us. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Adam. Always great to be here.
Love getting a little bit of your time because I know you are spread incredibly thin with all the initiatives and efforts and projects that you got going on. But first thing I want to start with is something near and dear, right close to home here. Tell us what's going on January 15th in Sands Township.
Yeah, so I know this is something that you've been watching very closely, as have I, but we have been talking for several years now. Actually had a plan since 1993 for a public range in Marquette County, and so we do have an application in with Sands Township, and that would be for a use permit for a range, and that meeting will be January 15th, so wanted to make sure I know that's something you've been following. So that's when the decision will be made.
So what is different about this particular time around than the last time when it was not approved?
Yeah, so last time we were actually looking at a neighboring parcel that belonged to the Road Commission. And at that time, we would have to apply for rezoning. So we did apply for rezoning. That would be for open space. That's what would be needed. And that was what was denied, was a rezoning. And so now we've worked with Cliffs Natural Resources, and their property is where people are currently and have been for some time actively shooting. And so we worked with them, and they actually came to the last Sands Township meeting a few weeks ago. I think it was actually early November, and they brought it up to the group and said, you know, this is our property currently. We'd like to fix this problem. And so we're working very closely with them to try to get the use permit.
So are these the same people on this board that voted down the last rezoning vote?
The Planning Commission actually voted down the rezoning, so this would be the Sands Township Board.
So a few different people then, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I think it's a different question, right? Yeah. So this time we're saying, you know, this is where people have been shooting for many years, and what we'd like to try to do is clean it up and make it safer. So
yeah, it's kind of like you already got one, you already got a shooting range, so let's make it legit here and make it even quieter.
Yeah, right. So if there is shooting with no abatement or no sound abatement, this is something that we could do. And as luck would have it, we've worked really hard to get funding lined up. And we have about $800,000 lined up for this possibility. So if we were able to get this approved for a use permit, we could then sit down again and work with the community on what they'd want it to look like. And it would be a very significant investment. I mean, we're looking at close to $1 million investment on increasing safety, reducing noise, and reducing any environmental impacts.
So what would you like people to do? The listeners that are hearing this right now, what can they do to help with this on January 15th or before?
Well, I think primarily it's Sands Township residents, right? So if there's Sands Township residents that are interested in this, then, you know, they really should be the ones that are closely involved, because that's what that commission is going to be looking for, is, you know, representing their individual residents. So if you're a Sands Township resident and you're interested, that would probably be a good way. Or if you wanted to separately write a letter or something to your board, that would work too. And, you know, we're always looking for input. So if they wanted to give me a call at the Marquette office or shoot me an email, that'd be great too, because we're looking for that feedback.
Well, Stacy, I'd like to have you stick around for our next outdoor report. I want to get into the most recent NRC meeting. A lot happened there. JR's last one, for instance. Also, I want to get into this new CWD pamphlet. And you also went to the testing facility in Lansing, right?
Yes.
So I'd like to talk to you about all this and more if you can hang out and give us a little more time later.
That'd be great.
Stacy Oye, UP coordinator for the DNR. Stay tuned and we'll continue this conversation in our next report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.